ready to judge a book by its cover, its true people, and its true of churches. And whilst there are many different styles and approaches to church, we fit into some better than others. It's not just the cover that matters, it's the book, the substance, what lies beneath the surface that matters most. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at this thing called church from a different perspective. My favourite definition of marketing is this: that it's the ultimate triumph of style over substance. Not sure where I first heard that, but it's stuck with me for a good many years now. Marketing, the ultimate triumph of style over substance. And you see it all the time, big impersonal banks where the customer is just a number and our needs and problems have to fit into their systems and products, and where increasingly the only way we can interact with them is through disempowered and sometimes poorly trained anonymous operators jammed into their cubicles like battery heads in some call centre. Those same banks will run ads on TV with families and happy smiling faces and friendly bank managers. There's a complete discontinuity between the substance of who they are and what they provide and the style that they hold out in their advertising and marketing campaigns. But that doesn't stop them, because after all, marketing is the ultimate triumph of style over substance. Well, maybe that's a bit cynical, but you know what I mean. Spin doctors and advertising agencies are paid trillions of dollars each year to put a friendly face on unfriendly corporations and to put a positive spin on the most awful realities. They do such a great job of it that Mr. and Mrs. Consumer out here in consumer land, well, we struggle to know the difference sometimes between the style and the substance. The two have kind of blurred. Reality is a combination not only of the service provided, but how we feel about the provider, and that latter bit was shaped by the marketing campaign. What's the truth? What's the reality? Well, no one cares much. Many of us have, in fact, given up caring because it's all too hard. And so we kind of tacitly, implicitly accept the blurring of style and substance. We don't think too much about it anymore, and so we carry this blurred reality into our experience of other things, like church. Now, there are so many different forms of church, from the small group that will be meeting in my family room and backyard this coming Sunday, through to a big traditional cathedral with prayer book, liturgy and hymns sung to an organ music, through to contemporary megachurches down the road with seven services of 5,000 people each packed in every Sunday, through to the community church of 80 or so people in our local suburb, and anything and everything in between. Some seem good at developing contemporary packaging and branding and signage and website. Others seem stuck in a time warp. Some seem to have dynamic preachers up front talking about things that appear relevant. Others, these men droning out a sermon that goes on interminably and doesn't appear to have anything to say for my life and yours for the coming week. Some churches appear to be steeped in the tradition of religion, men in gowns and set prayers and specific terminology like sanctification and propitiation. Others talk in plain language. You'd be flat out recognising the full-time minister because that person looks just like everyone else. You see what I'm saying? There are so many different styles to church. Some follow almost a rock concert approach or style for their weekly meetings or services. Others use a liturgy that was developed back in the 1600s. The array of approaches and styles, the packaging, if you like, is so incredibly diverse. Some churches are huge, some are tiny. An incredible array. One of the questions people often ask me when they first give their lives over to Jesus, when they accept him as the one who saves them from their sin, when they accept him as the Lord of their lives, they ask me, what church should I go to? And in one sense, it's a bit like asking me, which shirt should you buy? Which pair of shoes should you buy? Should I live in a house or an apartment? The answer is, I don't know, because churches come in all different shapes and sizes, different styles. And the church that represents a good fit for who I am and where I'm at may be entirely different to the one that represents a good fit with you, given who you are and where you're at. For instance, being a baby boomer, the whole idea of denominationalism doesn't fit so well with me anymore. Nothing wrong with having denominations per se. In fact, there can be some very good things that come along with that. It's just not me. I'm concerned more with who we are as a church in the suburb where I live and how we can be the hands and the feet and the heart and the voice of Jesus in the context of our own local community. You may have an entirely different viewpoint, and that's just fine and dandy. So, the first thing to recognise is that books can have a similar message, even though they can have quite different covers, and even if the authors have different styles and different ways of telling the story. And rather than dismissing that reality, I think it's something we should deal with directly and openly, because it is a reality. There are quite a number of styles of church that I don't plug into easily. The sooner I accept that reality, the sooner I'm going to discover the place that God means me to be. But as important as it is to recognise the differences and to figure out where we're a good fit and where we aren't such a good fit with a style, there's something more important, and that's the substance. I've seen plenty of churches that have this contemporary style that I think I can plug into. In fact, I went to one for a while, but after a few months, I realised there was something significant lacking there when it came to substance. The first was this. I realised I could give up taking my Bible with me to church each Sunday because we were never called to open it. And secondly, I realised, and this is what we were chatting about yesterday on the program, that the only way to become part of the church was to participate in the programs. Community was program-driven. It wasn't genuine, organic, or heartfelt. Now, in a few weeks' time, we're going to be chatting about things to look for in a church, and we'll be going into this whole thing in a lot more detail. But I think the substance of a church, what lies at the heart of the church, is really, really important. And the three things that I look for when it comes to this whole substance are these. First, I want to see that this is a bunch of people who are passionate about Jesus, whose trust is in him, whose lives are bowed down to him, and whose love flows out of them. That's the first thing. The Apostle Paul talked about the sort of substance versus style thing too. He said to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, "When I came to you, I didn't come with a bunch of fancy words and great ideas. I came imperfectly. I came to tell you about Jesus. I wanted you to know his wisdom and his power." That's what I'm looking for first and foremost. People passionate about Jesus, people who believe that Jesus can and is and will make a real difference in their lives. Secondly, I want to see that they're actually opening their Bibles. That when they gather together, not only do they worship God with their lips, but they want to hear what God has to say to them. God's word is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm looking for a bunch of people who are serious about learning from God and changing and growing to be more like him. And finally, thirdly, I'm looking for a genuine community, people who love others with the love of Christ, not just with words and platitudes, but with genuine actions, by inviting others to a meal, by being there when they need them. That's the sort of church I want to be part of. I don't expect church to be perfect, but that's the substance of what I'm looking for. Style's great, it has its place, but it's the substance, the heartbeat of the church that really matters. And what I believe we should all hear in our churches, if we're prepared to stop and be still and listen, I believe what we should hear is the heartbeat of God. And if that's missing, my friend, the church is dead and we're only hanging around a graveyard, however alluring the style might be. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.